2020, a second coronavirus relief package was passed by Congress. Written into the bill was the requirement that the Department of Defense and the Office of the Director of National Intelligence must deliver a report on what they know about so-called unidentified aerial phenomena, or UFOs, as we have called them in the past. Welcome to The Paranormal Void, a podcast about hauntings, mysteries, cryptids, unexplained phenomena, and more. I'm your host, Andy Cano. Join me as we dive into The Paranormal Void. The deadline for this report is at the end of June. In the last few months, there have been several compelling incidents involving such phenomena. Two of the most notable incidents were the gimbal video, where a craft is recorded moving at supersonic speed, and another where the craft is seen moving from one medium to another without breaking stride. The craft was able to go from air to water. In addition to these recordings, a few notable personalities have come forward. Lou Elizondo, who served as head of the Advanced Aerospace Threat Identification Program, or ATIP, and Chris Mellon, who served as Deputy Assistant Secretary of Defense and Staff Director of the Senate Intelligence Committee from 1985 to 2004. Both of these men have weighed in on the upcoming disclosure report and are pushing for the release of information to the public. Based on information and data we currently have, we are experiencing technology that we cannot explain. If this technology comes from an adversarial nation, such as China or Russia, that would eliminate the need for these nations to spy and collect data secretly to construct counterfeit versions of our aircraft and other technology. It is most likely that this technology is otherworldly, as it appears to be hundreds, if not thousands, of years ahead of ours. And if it was ours, we would be wasting billions of dollars on obsolete technology to build crafts we don't really need to take us beyond our planet, all to keep a secret. And besides, if this was our government hiding this from us, they've been doing so for over 70 years. Why are we still using jet propulsion? Because the Pentagon has been ordered to address this issue with a report, and all manner of people are coming forward, there has been a magnified focus from mainstream media. Just a few weeks ago, 60 Minutes covered a couple of the recent encounters and interviewed three different pilots on what they saw. A pilot by the name of Ryan Graves explained that he had witnessed unidentified aerial phenomena every day for a couple of years. Another account by former Navy Lieutenant Commander Alex Dietrich and Commander Dave Fravor was recorded when these two witnessed a tic-tac-shaped object with no obvious signs of propulsion, stabilization, or exhaust hover above the ocean and then ascend towards them and disappear, only to be picked up by recording equipment 60 miles away. In recent days, an object which appeared to be coming out of the ocean, which fit the description given by Fravor and Dietrich, was captured by Google Earth in the approximate location where the encounter took place. In another account, the USS Princeton recorded a swarm of unidentified craft around the vessel. This incident was picked up by radar and is available to view on websites such as Reddit. With these two incidents recorded fairly recently, it is safe to say that there's definitely some strange activity going on, and it is fair to make the assumption that the world's governments have known for quite some time. This is not the first time we've had experiences shrouded in mystery and seemingly hidden or covered up. In 1947, something happened in the New Mexico desert. Was it something otherworldly? We may never know, but it sparked a movement aimed at seeking the truth from our government. Before Roswell was the Battle of Los Angeles in 1942, when a military station at the coast swore they saw enemy aircraft in the sky. They opened fire, but miraculously, nothing was hit. Although there were dozens of witnesses, nothing was ever recovered. And in 1997, something happened in the Arizona desert, known as the Phoenix Lights. Many of the residents reported strange lights in the sky, and some even claimed to have seen triangular-shaped craft move overhead without making a sound. One of the residents who witnessed the strange occurrence was the governor of Arizona at the time, Fife Symington. At the time of the event, he brushed it off as flares or Air Force drills, but has since come forward. Stigma has often followed closely to paranormal events like these, and are oftentimes dismissed. It's only natural to assume there is a perfectly logical explanation for such sightings, and is easy to do when you listen to someone else's account. Most of the time, you write this person off as delusional or under the influence. Perhaps this person is a pathological liar. Attention. For these reasons, many people, from military personnel and government officials to regular citizens, have simply kept their mouths shut for fear of being labeled as mentally deranged. Talking about something such as a sighting of an unidentified flying object could result in career or social suicide. Most of the time, this topic was met with ridicule and jokes, whether in a press conference or news story. However, all this is changing. Not long ago, maybe the last 2 or 3 years, the Navy admitted that some leaked videos were authentic. Now the military encourages pilots and crew members to report sightings. Although there have been arguments between the military branches, most agree that reporting sightings is the best course of action, as some of these encounters could potentially lead to a dangerous situation. Not that UAPs are a threat, but we simply don't know. Now that more information has gone public and even viral, it is accepted as authentic, more and more people will be coming forward, and the phenomena can be examined for a better understanding. We will have a better view of our place in the universe, and perhaps it will push our technology to make great bounds. Just the other day, the FBI and the Pentagon briefed Congress on UAPs and what we know. This is a huge step forward, as this was previously laughed off and swept under the rug. This is the closest we've ever been to understanding what we are seeing in our skies and around our military vessels. In the past, there have been quite a few programs aimed at collecting data regarding UFOs, or UAPs as they're called now by the government. These programs include the Roswell UFO incident, the Brookings Report, Project Blue Book, the Condon Committee, and Project Sign, just to name a few. It seems that although there have been many attempts to get to the bottom of what could very well be the biggest news in human history, the project gets scrapped. That's why it's up to us, the American public, to press representatives for answers. We should no longer accept answers such as, "We don't know." As much effort and money has gone into these programs and agencies, the government definitely knows more than what they're telling us. This is where people like Lou Elizondo and Chris Mellon come in. Chris Mellon actually laid out questions Congress should be asking our Pentagon and FBI. We should be asking these questions too. In a post, Mellon writes, "Why did awareness of the UAP phenomenon have to come from private citizens outside the government devoting several years of their lives to bringing this issue to the attention of the American people and their government? What does this stunning intelligence failure tell us about the U.S. intelligence community? How is it possible that these intrusions could continue for years without notice by any senior government officials or even NORAD? What other strategic issues are the intelligence community failing to report due to potential controversy or stigma?" He also went on to say, "Reportedly, the classified report contains only about 120 incidents. How is that reconciled with the fact that NORAD alone has hundreds of flight tracks per annum it cannot identify?" And follows it up with, "Recently, former CIA Director John Brennan and former Director of National Intelligence John Ratcliffe revealed that they had been briefed on mysterious UAP incidents. Are these incidents accounted for in the report? What about the incident involving a UAP emerging from the ocean mentioned in public by former Navy CNO Admiral Gary Ruffhead? And finally, we've already lost years we might have been using to understand the phenomenon. What are the risks and potential consequences of our continuing inability to identify the capability and intent of those operating these vehicles?" You can read more of these questions at ChristopherMellon.net. Like what you hear? You're listening to The Paranormal Void, the show that brings you tales of the unexplained, with your host, Andy Cano. When asked about the upcoming report and the UAP situation, Lou Elizondo had this to say. "The bottom line is, up until very recently, there were only really three possibilities of what this could be. And the first possibility is that it is some sort of secret U.S. tech that somehow we have managed to keep secret, even from ourselves, for a long period of time. The second option is that it is some sort of foreign adversarial technology that has somehow managed to leapfrog ahead of our country despite having a fairly robust and comprehensive intelligence apparatus. And of course, the third option is something quite entirely different. It's a different paradigm completely. Now, as of this week, we now know through some of the discussions at senior level leadership that this report has definitively stated once and for all that it's not our technology. And that's hugely important. For 30 years, there has always been this undercurrent, if you will, these conspiracies that there was some sort of TR-3B program and some sort of a super special technology that has been implemented, and we've been just been careless about it. And I think that argument was finally put to bed this week. So that only really leaves two other options, and that's, again, it's foreign adversarial or it's something quite different. And I think now we're beginning to learn, as we've heard from the Director of National Intelligence, and I can certainly tell you from my experience, that we're pretty confident that it's not Russian or Chinese technology. And there's several reasons for that. If you like, I'm more than happy to go into. One more person of note, Jeremy Corbell, has been an active advocate of new information and has really been integral in releasing footage that he has acquired from various sources. Radar images of objects swarming the USS Omaha from a pilot's cockpit and a video of triangular craft taken by Navy personnel are just two examples of what Corbell has uncovered. Both examples are some of the most compelling evidence to date. The Anonymous Interview and Truth Embargo are two of his films which discuss UAPs and how they are of extraterrestrial origin. These three individuals, along with Alex Dietrich, Dave Fravor, and Chad Underwood, have probably been the most important people pushing for open dialogue and full disclosure from the Pentagon. There have been many people who have come forward, but never quite like this. First and foremost, you have two seasoned pilots who have been trained not only to observe, but give intricately detailed reports of what they experience when engaging an enemy craft. Then you have two high-profile government officials who were in charge of very sensitive information and given access to some of the most heavily guarded areas in our nation's capital. And next you have a man who has dedicated his life to uncover the truth about whatever these UAPs might be. So what does this information mean and why is it important? The fact that this is being taken seriously by the government and ending up in mainstream news outlets suggests that we may be on the verge of the biggest news in human history. These findings could not only rewrite history, but push us, humans across the globe that is, to make great efforts in advancing our technology and lead us into the future. It has potential to unite the world or destroy it. Right now there is a rift within our government on this topic, but something is definitely changing. It seems as though more officials are approaching this with an open mind, in addition to countless examples of evidence being released to the general public. Disclosure being written into the last COVID relief bill is almost a miracle in and of itself. We are at a place where our technology can capture such incidents across multiple mediums and sightings are on the rise. Credibility is at an all-time high, and we have foreign leaders and governments releasing once classified information. Although we are at odds with the Chinese government right now, they have not only flirted with the idea of bringing this issue to the United Nations, but announced that they have technology and a program to keep track of this phenomenon. Even Russia is poised to unclassify information and has come forward with documented evidence. Given the circumstances and the current political and geopolitical climate, it sure seems that we may get the report we have been looking for since our first major encounter with something of this nature. Whether it be manned spacecraft from outside our galaxy, unmanned drones from beyond Earth, or some form of intelligent life that has somehow evolved and sustained itself within our own ocean, we will be left with questions and sightings until concrete data is collected and reported. We could very quite possibly be on the cusp of that information should the disclosure report give us such information. The truth could be just around the corner. After all, we have compelling recordings that we cannot explain. Until we can explain it, we can only speculate what these are and where they come from. We definitely know it doesn't come from us. Thank you for joining me this week on The Paranormal Void. Make sure to like and subscribe. Give us a rating and tell your friends. Until next time.
Stay creepy.